Hi, it's Tuesday, July the 7th. My name is Tim Pitchell. I'm a psychologist who researches and writes about procrastination. I just recently learned about Audioboo. I've been doing podcasts for quite a while now, but I thought Audioboo would be just a great way to have shorter snippets of thoughts about procrastination. You can find my work about procrastination at procrastination.ca. I write a blog for Psychology Today. You can find a link to that site. And I also have longer audio podcasts that I'd abandoned for quite some time now, but I've just begun my sabbatical and I'm going to get back into my podcasts. And I'm going to try this Audioboo in a whole new way, to thinking about how I can disseminate things that I think about in terms of procrastination, why we procrastinate, and what we can do about it. So my Audioboo will be simply thoughts about procrastination, and I wanted to begin today by differentiating a little bit between procrastination and delay itself, because we seem to think that all things are procrastination, and knowing the difference is so important. Well, all procrastination is delay, not all delay is procrastination. There are a number of elements that make up the definition of procrastination. And in this regard, I have a PhD student working on this topic right now, Mohsen Hagman, and he's been defining procrastination in an important way in terms of making a new measure of procrastination. And what he's discerned from the research literature is that procrastination, as opposed to other forms of delay, has some key features to the definition. First, it's a voluntary delay. That means you have choice in the matter. Secondly, it's a delay of an intended act. So you had an intention, and then you voluntarily delayed that action on the intention. But on top of all of that, it's irrational in a sense, because you're voluntarily delaying this intended action, even though you know that in some way it's going to affect your performance or at least make you feel bad about the delay. So a delay that's not voluntary, that someone's forcing you to delay, or you have to make a choice to do something else because it's more important or more pressing, isn't procrastination. But a delay of an intended act where you know you should be working on it, it's in your best interest to be working on it, there's nothing standing in the way of doing it except yourself, that's procrastination. In this sense, we know it as procrastination as a failure in self-regulation. And it's this failure in self-regulation and how we become our own worst enemy that fascinates me as a psychologist. So I'm going to use this space on Audioboo to record my thoughts about procrastination, why we do it, and what we can do about it. I hope you'll become a regular listener if you're interested in procrastination, and I'll just see how this new medium works in terms of being a flexible way to share thoughts about procrastination. I'll catch you in the near future.